again, for media members who may have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You guys, before we talk about the non-conference portion of the schedule, you guys have certainly gotten off to a great start in conference play with a couple wins on the road, 66-54 at Elon on Saturday, and then last night, 65-56 at Delaware. Talk about what pleased you so much in those two games about the way your team played.
Yeah, we were very fortunate, you know, being able to have a chance to win the two first road games in the CAA. Played against two really good teams, you know, Elon and Matt Matheny. You know, they're building a great program, and they have been playing really well. And so we knew it was going to be a challenge, and we did a really good job, you know, going up to Elon and sharing the ball and being really unselfish. And then when we went to Delaware, kind of the same thing, you know. I know that Martin, he got to be proud of his players. I mean, they're playing really hard, and they're trying to execute. And we were down in the first half, and we got off to a good start in the second half, and just was really fortunate. We were able to make some perimeter shots, and we got some stops. So, you know, proud of our team for doing what they did the first two games. But, you know, there's a lot of really good coaches that you're going up against every night in the CAA, so you just always got to be ready, you know.
Your team has now won eight of its last nine, and as we talked about, a 2-0 start in CAA play. How much momentum do you feel like you have right now?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the guys are playing with confidence. You know, they're really, you know, trying to do a great job of doing the things we ask them to do in terms of their roles. They really enjoy each other. And so, you know, I don't know in terms of momentum. I mean, I think the guys feel good because anytime you have some success, you know, you start to feel better about yourself. But, again, you know, we got really tough games coming up. We got to make sure we continue to try to work hard every day and get prepared for these games because, you know, every night is a challenge. And it's different challenges because every team plays so different. They got different schemes, different, you know, ways they do things on defense. And you always a different challenge you face with. So we got to stay humble and just keep working hard.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Good morning, Earl. I guess the easiest question to ask is what's made your defense so good this season?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the guys are willing to work hard and buy into the things we ask them to do. And then we just got some guys who enjoy playing defense. They kind of built that way. So really, that's the thing that I would have to point to, just to buy in. And then they're working hard every day, you know. And so, you know, really ain't no shortcut to be good in anything you try to do. So you just got to work hard. There's no substitute for hard work.
And I mean, how does that defensive intensity, defensive energy, how does that help you guys on the other side of the floor?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess you get some transition baskets. I mean, the biggest thing is we don't talk a ton about the offense. We talk a lot more about the defense, and so that's our emphasis. And I think the players understand that, hey, if we can get some stops, then we got a chance to get out and run. So I would think it helps us some with some transition baskets. You know, but other than that, you know, that's probably the one major way that it helps is maybe some transition, you know, basket, open court, get up and down. You get a stop, you get a run. So I think most players enjoy playing that way.
Thank you.
Well, you guys played certainly a very challenging non-conference schedule, saw some really good teams. How did that help you, and what do you feel like you've learned most about your team over the first 2 months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we played a really, really tough schedule. We knew it going in, you know, certainly starting out first game of the year, we had a crosstown team, Citadel, who are playing great and scoring a lot of points. And, you know, it's an inner city, it's a game that's in the city. And so that was our first game. Didn't have a chance to tune up. And we won that game. And then obviously, you know, playing at Villanova, you know, playing against Wake Forest. in the Charleston Classic, and Central Florida, who's playing great, you know, played against them. They had a big kid, Taco Fall, that really changed the game. Played Boise, played Davidson, you know, played at LSU, so at East Carolina. So we had a really tough schedule of teams from really good leagues, some of them Big Five conferences, some of them, you know, Atlantic 10, Mountain West, American. So I knew one or two things were going to happen. I knew we would be battle-tested going into the conference, but then wasn't sure exactly, you know, what our record would be. I thought we would win some. I knew we would have a hard time with some, but I was pleased with the way we came out of it, coming out of the non-conference 9-4. Thought our players did a great job of just bouncing back after losing a game or staying humble after winning a big game and having another game right back behind it. So we stayed pretty balanced through the ups and downs of the non-conference schedule, and I think that it tested us enough to give us an opportunity to go against so many different style of plays and so many different types of teams in terms of size and physicality. And so now we should be ready to play in the CAA. But again, the CAA is a really, really tough league, so every night's a different challenge.
Before the start of last season, you suffered the injury losses with Joe Chile and Grant Riller in the backcourt. Both of those guys are back on the floor and double-figure scores for you. Talk about the years that they've had, how they've bounced back, and what they mean to your team having them out there.
Well, I mean, you know, they bounced back really well. Certainly it was tough, you know, for those guys last year missing the season. Both of them were really excited about the season, and I was excited about having them out there and coaching them. They're really talented offensively. You know, it's good to have them back. You know, neither one of them played last year, now both of them starting this year, so it's, you know, we kind of got a new team in terms of rotations and substitutions and guys coming off the bench. And having Joe Chile out there is really good. It's a calming effect because of his experience. You know, he's been around the program for a while, and he's an older guy. So he's very good in terms of leadership and making decisions. And then Grant Riller is just a very talented offensive scorer, who can put points up on the board pretty quick. And so, you know, it's good having both of them around. It's good having both of them in the roster. They definitely have helped us a lot on the offensive side of the ball, and both of them have had great defensive games thus far. You know, 14 games in, 15 games, and I guess we're 11-4, 15 games in. Both of them have been really great on defense. So, but they can score the ball, and they definitely help our offense.
Before I let you go, you guys finally get to come home after starting a couple on the road and have a couple of home games against two teams with different styles in Towson and Hofstra. Towson, a strong defensive team, much like yours. Talk about the challenges that the Tigers present for you on Thursday night.
Well, you know, they're just a good team. I mean, they're older. They're physical. You know, Pat Scary has got, you know, his teams play hard. And, you know, he really, he's a good coach. And so, you know, we're going to have to be just ready for an unbelievable challenge. I mean, we know it's going to be a challenge. You know, we're at home. Hopefully we can have a crowd. But we're going to have to play well. And we're going to have to really defend those guys and try to work hard to score, because it's just one of them games that is, you know, it's a tough game. And I think our players know it. And I'm sure, you know, Pat knows it, and so both of us will be prepared for, you know, a really good game. And so we'll just have to see where things go once we start playing at 7:30 on Thursday. But you know, it's definitely gonna be a challenge.
All right, Earl, thanks for your time today. Look forward to talking to you all season long, and again next Tuesday. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.